But China says it wants to strengthen its ties with Taiwan. That's a day after the state media said Beijing could go to war if a U.S. bill promoting closer ties with the island state becomes law. Now, a senior leader from China's ruling party said Beijing will deepen solidarity and friendship with its compatriots in Taiwan. Yu Zhengsheng added that a parliamentary advisory body which he heads will spare no effort to work together for its greater national interests and the realization of the Chinese dream. The developments come after the U.S. Senate on Thursday passed a bill that calls for encouraging visits between the United States and Taiwan at all levels. China, which considers the self-ruled island as its own, warned that Taiwan will get burnt if it seeks to rely on foreigners. Joining us via Skype from Pattaya is Einar Tangen. He's an author and columnist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Tangen. Now, while any efforts for closer ties between China and Taiwan is technically a good thing, do you see the U.S. Interference or its policy towards Taiwan as increasing tensions in the region?
Absolutely. I mean, Donald Trump seems pretty intent on going to war with everybody at the same time. I mean, let us look at the recent trade issue of ordering tariffs on steel and aluminum, which is actually hitting his closest allies. He's causing a complete chaos throughout the world. And this is another area where he's encouraging a kind of confrontation. Unfortunately, I don't think he realizes or he thinks that this is some sort of card game where he can play bluff and it'll all somehow work out. It's a very, very dangerous game. China is absolutely committed to having Taiwan as part of it. It's the cornerstone of the U.S. PRC relations. The 1979 Taiwan Relations Act said that the U.S. would view any kind of forced takeover of Taiwan by the mainland as a serious error. Whether or not this means that the U.S. will actually engage in armed conflict is unknown, but this is the kind of blundering throughout that we have seen throughout history, which has led to serious confrontations.
Right. Now, Mr. Tangen, considering, I'm glad you brought up the tariffs that Donald Trump's spoken about on aluminum and steel imports into the U.S. Now, coupled with this recent issue with Taiwan or even the U.S. posturing on North Korea, is this all part of the U.S.'s multi-pronged attack into curbing Chinese influence?
Well, you would think so, but you know the truth is, if he was trying to go after China in terms of steel, China isn't in the top eight of providers of steel to the U.S. They are in the top four in terms of aluminum, but if you start looking at the list, he's looking at Japan, he's looking at Canada, he's looking at the EU. These are the ones who will actually be hurt by this. So it's mystifying to most people, including now Republicans, who are trying to figure out exactly why Donald Trump wants to go to war literally with everybody all at the same time. There is some speculation that this is due to his current political problems, the number of close advisors to him who have now left, the Mueller investigation, which it seems to be now looking at his past business practices prior to the election in terms of any connections or that he has denied between himself and Russia, and a number of other similar things, including sexual misconduct. So he's trying to control the narrative. He's definitely driving the news cycle. The question is, what is the timing of all of these things? Why now in particular? Was it because he had a bad beat last year, or is it simply he is trying to come forward on a campaign promise that he made in his efforts to get reelected in 2.5 more years?
And before I let you go, Mr. Tangen, what about the Taiwanese response? Do you think it will, as China calls it, rely on foreigners?
Well, Tsai Ing-wen has tried to thread the needle on this. She was elected on this idea that she would somehow keep Taiwan out of the clutches of mainland China. It's difficult to see unless you can put a motor on the back of Taiwan and somehow move it away. The fact is, over 10% of the working population works on the mainland. The amount of investment they have and the intertwining of the economies is just cannot be undone. Taiwan has had some modest increase in growth, but they still have a number of problems, and they have to come up with those. China has a two-front offensive. They're sending warnings in terms of the stick, talking about how grave and serious this is. On the other hand, they are increasing tourism, also trying to lure young Taiwanese to come and join, come to mainland China and be part of an evolving tech revolution, which is now surpassing most of the world.
Okay, that's author and columnist Einar Tangen joining us via Skype from Pattaya. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Tangen, for your comments here on Press TV, as always.